Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Now let's go live to Triangle Park in downtown Calais with Jeff Demons and friends.
Friends, that's using the term very loosely here, Lupe. Jana is supposed to sing us in.
Yeah.
Just a small town girl.
Okay, that's enough.
All right.
Bong.
We don't want to lose listeners.
Okay, they're missing out, though. I'll just add
a lot of people here right now, too, which is great. Well, I say a lot. I mean, there's four of us, right?
I'm counting now, one,
do you know,
two,
do you know
three,
anybody?
Four. We have Laurel Perkins from the Down East Economic Development, and we have Senator Marianne Moore here.
And of course, Jeff.
Jeff who?
Me.
Oh, Jeff Demons from WQDY.
Now, W-A-L-D. Senator Moore, separate over here.
All right.
Now, last year we had the All Together Community Barbecue. John Cowell, I think, and a few other people organized that just because people needed a little bit of get back to reality. This year, these people stepped up. Now we have the St. Croix Homecoming Festival. Hopefully next year it'll be back to the International Festival.
I certainly hope so, and I'm very, very proud of the organizers of this year's event, and I really appreciate all of their hard work, because you're exactly right, Jeff. We really needed to do something. You know, we're frustrated we can't get across the border. The border is closed. How many years? Over 40 years we've had this international festival. So I'm really very proud of the organizers who, you know, put their heads together and said, let's do a St. Croix Homecoming Festival. And that's what happened, and it's materialized, and I really do appreciate all of their hard work and getting it organized, and we're going to get people out here and really celebrate properly.
And it's too bad, because over in St. Stephen right now, there's Chocolate Fest going on. There is also some international festival events going on, too. And they're trying to do the same thing, trying to get a little normalcy back in their lives. Hopefully next year we'll be able to celebrate together. We all have family and friends on both sides of the border, except for Jana, of course.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
So, Jana, there's a lot of events going on in the next, 48 to 72
yeah,
hours.
Tons of events. I know you've already talked about the ones that are happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which is the art show at Holmes Cottage, each day from 1 to 4. And, of course, the movie theater is still going to be open. And also, there's the annual book sale at the Calais Free Library that's happening while they're open the next 3 days. You can get used books starting at just 2 for 25 cents. It's amazing. And then on, are we on?
Four. How much for four?
How much for four? 50 cents?
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yay, she passed the math
test. So should we move right on to Saturday events?
Yes.
Let's do that. So starting at 8 o'clock at the Memorial Park on Main Street, the Calais Rec Department, Craig Morrison, is doing the Calais Rec Kids Fun Run. That starts at 8. Kids have to be a little early to register, and there's no charge for that. It's a one-mile fun run. And this year, because obviously the border is closed with Canada, they can't do the typical 5-mile international race, but instead they're doing a 5K race sponsored by the Calais Rec Department and Johnson's True Value, and that's a $15 entry fee. And that starts at 9, but go early so you can sign up and register.
And that always draws a big crowd. A lot of people come home for reunions, a lot of people who ran in high school come home, and they always, very lot of participation in that event, a lot of people.
Yeah.
I understand they have them going all over town here in Calais, so that, to get that 5K.
Yeah, I believe
so
they're
going
to do the loop from Main Street to North Street all the way up to Milltown and go down South Street and back down to Memorial Park. So
it'll be a good challenging run for the
athletes. I've done that a few times myself.
Yeah, I was going to, but I'm so fast. I didn't want to show up those runners. So.
I was being chased, but I did run it.
Yeah, I believe that. Of course, the street fair is an all-day event starting at 8 a.m. until 4. The street will be closed from the downtown traffic lights to the entrance to Martin's. So we remind people not to park there from 6 a.m. Saturday to 6 p.m. Saturday night. And Vicki Farrell down to the Maine State Visitor Information Center has a great event planned for kids. They can come in and get free coloring pages and crayons, popsicles, and reflective safety bracelets all day from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. And while they're there, they can go into the Culture Center, the Wabanaki Culture Center, and check out the touch tank and the exhibits. Those will all be open as well.
And while they're seeing Vicki, they can also get a chance to see one of the oldest people in downtown Calais working now, which would be Vicki.
Oh. My goodness.
And Jeff.
I just happen to know when her date of birth is. So.
Vicki, we're hitting him as we speak.
Yes, we are.
Let's talk about, Marianne, let's talk about some of the other events that are going on Saturday.
Well, and I know that Jana talked about a little bit earlier about the Lioness Super Draw. That is huge. It is one of our largest fundraisers, and so many people come out just for that. Remember, you can buy one sheet for $5, and it's 20 tickets to a sheet, very reasonable.
Plus the door price.
That's correct.
We've raised the amount of that
I understand.
Door price.
Yeah, I understand. We've raised the door price to be $250.
And if nobody's been to that Lioness Super Draw, which I can't believe anybody listening hasn't been, you are going to see the most prizes you're ever going to have the opportunity to win. I mean, they have tables upon tables upon tables set up, and these are all excellent prizes.
I mean, oh, absolutely.
You're going to have a tough time deciding which one to put in.
We always put in for the cash.
We
That's
have
me.
So many cash prizes to
I
give
love
away.
It.
Gift certificates, prizes.
How many do we have?
Close to 100. Close to 100 cans with different drawings, and we'll be set up in front of the soon-to-be Townhouse Restaurant, right across from the movie theaters, we'll be.
So come find us. Of course, the Lioness will be walking up and down the streets soliciting your donations.
They will hear us before they see us,
that's
for
right.
sure.
That's for sure, absolutely. And then don't forget, Rachel Ashley's Jewelers is going to have her diamond ring that you can have an opportunity to win, plus she'll have her $5 festival. That's our tradition of the grab bag, and it always goes over very well with that. I always love to hear the squeals when someone gets something really super nice.
I know, and there's always a diamond ring in that box.
I know
that for a fact. If one gets one, another one goes back in. So
there you go.
Good chance to win some nice jewelry.
Absolutely. And then I understand we have the car show going on, correct?
Car show going on. And also, when you talk about the Lioness Super Draw and, of course, the diamond ring at Rachel Ashley Jewelers, also, these are all part of the street fair going on downtown.
That is correct, absolutely. And it's well organized by the Chamber of Commerce. And this is the Chamber of Commerce's fundraiser for the street fair. And the vendors actually have put their names in, and Kara Mitchell's been very carefully setting everybody up, organizing everybody where they're going to be. So you definitely want to check out all the different vendors that are going to be part of the street fair itself.
And also, I want to remind you, with all the restaurants that have been opening in downtown Calais, you can come down here. All of a sudden, if you want to get off your feet for a while, enjoy one of the many fine dining venues that we have available for us right here, or stop at one of the booths during the street fair. There's always something to please everyone.
Absolutely. All kinds of opportunities there, for sure.
I want to remind everyone, with the St. Croix Homecoming Festival. It is taking place today, tomorrow, and Saturday right here in Calais. Of course, not just in downtown, but also up on the skate park as well. A lot of events going on there. Make sure you participate. You can go online on the Facebook page as well to find all the schedule of events, correct?
That's right. We have an event page set up on Facebook, St. Croix Homecoming Festival.
St. Croix Homecoming Festival, August 5th through the 7th. You're listening live on Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3.
All your classic hits.
WQBY and WALZ.